Make the Middle East Great Again, Netanyahu Thanks Trump for Support. By Joshua Klein on June 29, 2025. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised President Donald Trump for backing him against what the president called a political witch hunt aimed at weakening Israel's leadership, echoing his call to make the Middle East great again. On Sunday, Prime Minister Netanyahu responded to President Trump via X, thanking the president and declaring, "Together, we will make the Middle East great again." Netanyahu's phrasing reflected President Trump's earlier use of the slogan the president invoked while pressing for stronger regional leadership. The comment followed President Trump's post on Truth Social condemning Israel's judicial process and urging that Netanyahu's ongoing trial be dropped. "It is terrible what they are doing in Israel to Bibi Netanyahu," President Trump wrote. "He is a war hero, and a prime minister who did a fabulous job working with the United States to bring great success in getting rid of the dangerous nuclear threat in Iran." Emphasizing Netanyahu's ongoing efforts to secure the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas, President Trump criticized the charges against the Israeli premier, stating, "How is it possible that the prime minister of Israel can be forced to sit in a courtroom all day long over nothing, cigars, Bugs Bunny doll, etc.? It is a political witch hunt, very similar to the witch hunt that I was forced to endure." He then warned the case could severely disrupt negotiations. "This travesty of justice will interfere with both Iran and Hamas negotiations," President Trump wrote. "In other words, it is insanity doing what the out-of-control prosecutors are doing to Bibi Netanyahu." President Trump invoked America's deep investment in Israel's security, declaring, "We are not going to stand for this. We just had a great victory with Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu at the helm, and this greatly tarnishes our victory," he concluded. "Let Bibi go, he's got a big job to do." The latest statement follows President Trump's renewed call for Netanyahu's case to be dropped, warning it could disrupt U.S.-Israel security cooperation and derail sensitive talks with Iran and Hamas. As Breitbart News reported last week, President Trump first urged Israeli prosecutors to end the trial after their joint victory in the 12-day war against Iran, noting that many of the charges had already begun to collapse. The show of unity underscores growing conservative criticism of lawfare tactics being used against Western leaders, and the broader implications such actions may have on Middle East stability. On Sunday, an Israeli court postponed Netanyahu's ongoing corruption trial by 1 week, shortly after President Trump renewed his demand to end the case, though no official connection was acknowledged. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.